Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor, Belton, South Carolina. Wondering if there's any kind of emergency net requesting reports on power outages.
It's been two gentlemen on here, KO4HKX and John. I can't remember his call. It's a W call. And they've been handling this traffic, but they may be away from the radio right now. I could try to be of assistance, but I'm not really involved with that. This is N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom.
KO4HKX.
Take it, Patrick.
I was going to ask you if you could take down his information. I'm not at my desk at this point. I'll call you back in a minute, Tom.
Hang on just a second. I'm going to try to do it the easy way, Patrick. Oh, shoot. I'll just take the information down and write it down. Go ahead, sir.
Roger. This is Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor. The name is Mark. I'm outside of Belton. Just reporting that there are still numerous power outages in our area, but they are being addressed as we speak. A number of bucket trucks in the region. One of the main roads through Belton, Brown Avenue, currently has several linemen. Their trucks are working to restore power on Brown Avenue, and so we think that the number of outages is down considerably in our area from a couple of days ago. I've heard of a neighbor of mine who regained power on Blake Dairy Road as of yesterday afternoon. So however you want to condense that power outages are becoming more and more minimized. A member of our church this morning reported that he was still without power as of this morning, but he lives on Brown Avenue Extension, and he did say that it may be some time before he gets power back further down the Brown Avenue. So at any rate, that may not be worth much, but if you want to condense that, that's totally fine. This is Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor, Mark, and OK 73, and thanks for the relaying the message. Over.
QSL got a good copy on all of it, Mark, and we wish you luck up there. Thanks for the report, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. This is N0TR, clear.